Whoa, a British man has been arrested in Berlin, accused of being a spy. Good morning, Adam Gilchrist.
Yeah, morning, Ben. It's all a bit Tinker Tailor, this. A British embassy worker, we know he's a British national, a contractor rather than a diplomat, has been arrested on suspicion of spying for Russia. Very unusual post-wall and post-Iron Curtain. German officials who've been investigating, but we understand that MI5, the British intelligence agency, has also been investigating. They have said that he's named only as David S. He was passing classified documents to Russian intelligence at least once, although may have been working for them for 18 months or so, and unknown amounts of money were going into his hands. So for cash, it wasn't ideology, is the thought. David S. has appeared briefly before a judge in Berlin. Apart from that, and the fact that his house in Potsdam is being searched, we don't know a great deal more. But do you know what, Ben? I'm hoping that along the way we're going to get park benches, trench coats, trilbies, Checkpoint Charlie, and a secret rendezvous at the Kit Kat Club. All that could happen.
A nervous time for David S. Now, there's been a big anti-vaxxer protest in the UK, but why didn't it go to plan?
I love this. I don't know. There are some who suggest that maybe some anti-vaxxers aren't entirely logical, or maybe have got a screw loose. I wonder if this confirms either of those things. Bunch of anti-vaxxers, we're talking a couple of hundred or so, maybe even 300, turned up for a protest outside the BBC News headquarters. They all rallied there, they had placards, they were shouting, they were chanting. They all turned up at the BBC television centre in West London near Shepherd's Bush. Only, it's actually not the BBC News headquarters anymore. It's actually a block of funky apartments. The BBC moved out of it 8 years ago. So all together now. Oh!
The wrong address. It gets you every time. We'll catch up tomorrow, Adam.
Thanks, Ben.
Adam Gilchrist in the UK.